But yes, for the last few days, we've been having safety briefings in the morning, and they also went through the race procedure basically, and like what we're expected to do at the start, what we're expected to do approaching Antigua, at least 80 miles out. There are some instructions there as well, and also what is expected in the finish. But they didn't really emphasize on the finish as much, because obviously they will be reminding us about that, but more so the start and the different penalties and things that can happen if you not follow the guidelines. Otherwise than that, we also have been doing little how to say it, not really repairs, but just making sure that everything is intact, servicing the wheels of the seats, and doing a little cleaning on the bottom of the boat, making sure that the boat is balanced and all of that, because that is very important. And we've been working with our team back at home, who's been guiding us along the way with the experience as well, and state of mind, both myself and Jojo, we are in a pretty good state of mind. We are going home, so for us it's not, we don't really have any pressure, even though we said that we're going for the record. We're young and fit, so why not? And we have a good boat, the boat that actually broke the record, so we're going for it. And as Dr. Nicholas Fuller said, if like as we're coming across, and of course it's a weather dependent race, so if the weather doesn't permit for us to get the record, just make sure that we enjoy the crossing, and that is important, and any other rower would say that as well. And yes, in terms of what I would like to say to the supporters, just we really appreciate all your the well wishes, and family and friends, and we're looking forward to see you. We're not sure as to what the protocols will be like when we get there, but anyhow, whatever it will be, we're not only doing this for the praises or anything like that. Both of us are very humble, and just want to do the crossing. It's just a lifelong dream for us, and now that we're finally about to start, and that just shows that no matter what you experience in life, and especially in this time of COVID and all of that, it is important to be have some sort of perseverance, so whatever you are going through, we all experiencing something. Everybody that is here on this I'll just put it, start line, have experienced something, even though they would have lived in this area. So life is about challenges, and we are taking on, as they would consider it, an extreme sport, and we love it. And just want to say thank you to everybody and all our sponsors who actually made it possible as well. So yeah, that's about it. Thank you.